This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
The government's pandemic task force has finally issued the guidelines on the pilot implementation of the alert level system for COVID-19 response in Metro Manila in attempt to curb the spread of the virus and its variants. Presidential spokesman Harry Roque made the statement September 13, 2 days before the Metro Manila shift the new system on September 16. Roque said that the IATA proactively advocates the principles of 3 Cs, the closed, crowded, and close contact strategy that will be applied in the region. There will be 5 alert levels under the new system that will determine the guidelines to follow. The Department of Health shall identify the alert levels of the pilot area. This area shall follow the protocols consistent with the declared alert level. The authority to impose granular lockdown shall be given to the city and municipal mayors. This lockdown shall last for a period of 14 days. President Rodrigo Roa Duterte wants to personally approve or reject the invitations of cabinet members who are summoned to appear at the Senate's public inquiries. In his taped talk to the people this morning, September 14, Duterte sounded off on how the invited resource persons have wasted a lot of hours in these marathon hearings. He also noticed that how the investigating senators have been jumping from one issue to the next, specifically the alleged procurement of overpriced PPE to the involvement of Farmily Pharmaceuticals to links with the illegal drug trade. The chief executive called it a waste of time that cabinet members have to make themselves available at these hearings that last for 5 to 8 hours, even if they do nothing for the majority of the proceedings. Duterte said these hearings prevent the government officials from managing the respective agencies. Duterte, a lawyer, noted that senators have the options to citing non-appearing government officials in contempt, but is confident that he can deal with this in his capacity as head of the executive branch. The Intertropical Convergence Zone, or ITZZ, remains the dominant weather system in the country according to PAGASA's weather bulletin today, September 14. On the other hand, the effect of southwest monsoon or Habagat has temporarily weakened. Weather specialists said PAGASA has not monitored tropical cyclone that may develop inside or near the Philippine area of responsibility within 24 to 48 hours. However, a low pressure area may form east of Visayas and Mindanao by Thursday or Friday, September 16 or 17. Meanwhile, PAGASA has upgraded the La Niña watch to La Niña alert, which means La Niña is highly likely to form before the end of 2021.
According to a report in The Lancet published on Monday, vaccines are effective enough at preventing severe cases of COVID-19 that there is no current need for the general population to be given third doses. Some countries have started offering extra doses over fears about the much more contagious Delta variant, causing the World Health Organization to call for a moratorium on third jabs amid concerns about vaccine supplies to poorer nations where millions have yet to receive their first jab. The Lancet study concluded that the current variants had not developed sufficiently to escape the immune response provided by vaccines currently in use. The authors argue that if new virus mutations do emerge that are able to evade this response, it would be better to deliver specially modified vaccine boosters aimed at the newer variants rather than a third dose of an existing vaccine. YouTube has revealed the first 24 hours views for K-pop girl group Blackpink Lisa's solo debut music video, LaLisa. The music video was released on YouTube last September 10, and the song is the carrier track of Lisa's first solo album of the same title. YouTube told the Manila Bulletin on September 13 that the LaLisa music video garnered 73.6 million views in the first 24 hours of release. This put LaLisa in 6th place among YouTube's top 10 all-time top 24-hour music debuts list. Topping the list is BTS's Butter music video with 108.2 million views. A few days before the coronation night, Joanna Marie Rabe from Zambales announced that she's no longer competing in this year's Miss Universe Philippines. On Instagram, Joanna said that she currently has dengue fever and was advised by her doctors that she would need more time to recover her strength. She also reiterated that she will be forever indebted to the people who helped her in her pageant journey. Joanna also hopes to see everyone in a bigger stage and much brighter circumstances in the future. The country is fielding 160 athletes in the 6th Asian Indoor and Martial Arts Game in Thailand, scheduled on March 10 to 20, 2022 in Bangkok and Chonburi. Philippine Olympic Committee President Bumble Tolentino said that the athletes will compete in 21 of the 31 sports. He added that the goal is to eclipse last edition's 2 gold medal haul in Turkmenistan in 2017, courtesy of Jiu-Jitsu fighters Maggie Ochoa and Annie Ramirez. The multi-sport tournament was originally scheduled last May 21 to 30, but organizers pushed it to a later date due to the pandemic.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.